They pulled the ponies even further back before tying the lead ropes to a tree 100 yards further into the forest.
Futin,
Richter said in a furious whisper.
Yes, my lord,
the orb said in his normal voice.
Softer,
he hissed.
Speak softer when we are around enemies.
Yes, my lord,
he responded in a more subdued tone.
In the future,
Richter said in clipped tones.
Let us know well in advance that enemies are close by. Specifically, before we are shot by them.
Yes, my lord.
Turning to his companion, Richter said,
Wait here a moment, Sion. Futin, turn invisible and come with me.
Richter walked back to the hill and then circled to the left of his previous approach. He made his way to the top as silently as he could. Neither skeleton had moved far from its position in front of the cave. Concentrating on the one on the right, he used his analyze skill. Skeleton, level 6, health, 160, mana, 0, stamina, 120, a basic reanimated skeleton. The intelligence of this monster is lacking, but it is wholly devoted to whatever task it was reanimated for. Moving his gaze to the one on the left, he used Analyze again. Skeleton, level 5, health, 150, mana, 0, stamina, 110. A bit disappointed about the lack of information, he shrugged. Analyze was still only level 1, he reminded himself. He looked forward to gaining more information as he increased the skill. He backed down the hill to Sion.
There are only 2, he whispered. The mist will hide us unless we get too close. Let's make our way up and use imbued arrows to destroy them. You take the one on the left, I'll take the one on the right.
They crawled up to the top of the hill and knocked arrows. Building power around his arrow, it began to glow golden while Sion's glowed blue. As the glow intensified, however, the skeletons oriented on them and began to prepare arrows of their own. Knowing they were out of time, he released his arrow. Sion's streaked forward right after Richter's arrow struck his target's shoulder. The skeletons spun away, collapsing against the hill. Sion's arrow struck his skeleton's center mass, causing it to be knocked down. The skeleton Richter had struck was back on its feet in an instant, minus its right arm. The first shot had knocked the entire appendage free. It had drawn a sword from a scabbard at its waist and was running towards him. He took quick aim and shot again. In his hurry, he lacked the focus to properly imbue the arrow. The normal arrow only caused the skeleton to miss a step before it started charging up the hill again. A second imbued arrow from Sion struck it in the hip, causing it to flop back onto its chest, though. It struggled to rise with its remaining arm bracing against the hill. An arrow struck Richter in his chest. The simple arrowhead was not powerful enough to penetrate his chest plate of the wood sprite, thankfully, but it did knock him off balance and remove 14 health. As he recovered, he looked at the skeleton shooting at him, and saw it had already drawn another arrow and was attempting to line up another shot. He dove to the side, an arrow whistling by only a foot to his right. He was immensely glad that his increased agility granted him better dodge. Having no time to orient himself for a counterattack, Richter picked his head up to look at the skeleton and hoped he could dodge the next attack. What he saw was the wonderful sight of Sion's imbued arrow striking a critical blow to the skeleton's head. The skull was not only removed, but it shattered the facial bones as well. The bones of the body collapsed into a pile. The second skeleton was back on its feet and was unsteadily moving towards them with its sword in hand. Drawing his short sword, Richter fainted. It slashed at where his face would have been, but instead of moving forward, he had bent down to strike it in the knee. The skeleton's blow missed entirely, but Richter's did not. Its already weakened magical bonds could not withstand Richter's strike, and its lower leg flew off, causing it to fall on its face again. One more strike to the back of its neck caused its head to fly off and ended the fight. Sion stood with an arrow drawn and pointed at the cave, waiting to see if the noise of the fight brought more enemies out. Richter retrieved his bow and did the same, but none came. Richter eased the draw on his bow and examined the opening. You have found Seasoned Cave.
Futin,
Richter said.
Yes, my lord.
A disembodied voice answered from somewhere in front of him.
Stay invisible. Scout ahead into the cave. Let us know what you find.
As you wish.
The two of them waited for a few minutes. As they did, they gathered the weapons of the skeletons they had destroyed, as well as whatever arrows could be salvaged. The skeletons' gear was all trash and poor quality, but there might be a use for it later. Not needing to wait long, the remnant appeared back in front of them.
There are two caverns inside the cave, one after another. There are three skeletons with blades in the first cavern. A short tunnel connects the two. In the second chamber, there are five more skeletons. There is a stairway leading down at the back of the chamber, but that is as far as I could go.
Why couldn't you go further? Was there a barrier you couldn't pass?
I am bound to the village. It is only because you have absorbed the heart crystal that I can go so far afield. Normally, I cannot move more than half a mile from the village borders. Now that we are past that point, I cannot be more than 100 yards from you.
Knowing that there were 8 enemies within 100 yards, it seemed clear that there would be close-quarter fighting.
Futin, can you make your light brighter? Bright enough to see by in a dark cave?
Yes, master, but away from the village, I will not be able to maintain a bright light for more than several minutes without rest.
Does the mist go into the cave? Can we rely on its concealment?
Sion asked.
No, the mist stops at the cave mouth.
Okay then, Richter replied. Become invisible and go to the top of the first cavern. Wait 5 seconds, then flare brightly.
Looking at Sion, he asked, Have your mana and stamina recovered? At his companion's nod, Richter explained the plan.
We strike immediately after Futin flares the light. Hopefully it will distract them. Take the one in the middle. I will hit the one on the right. Keep firing as quickly as you can to keep distance between us and them. Now go, Futin!
Placing an arrow to the string, he focused on his aura. It surrounded the arrow almost instantly, and he began to pour his mana into it. He allowed the mana to flow for 3 seconds, reasoning that the deeper they got into the dungeon, the stronger the opponents would be. He began to see streaks of black flow over the gold aura and moved into the cave mouth, Sion to his right. Just before entering, a white-gray light flared. They stepped inside, and both immediately took aim. As hoped, the blast of light had taken the attention of the skeletons for key seconds. Triggering his focus skill, the skeleton he was targeting seemed to jump towards him. Easily taking aim at its chest, he released. The golden streak with a black tinge hit the skeleton's chest, knocking it back to the cave wall. The charged arrow made a deafening boom in the confined space, causing a ringing in his ears. Sion's arrow blasted into the skeleton in the middle, which was holding a greatsword, making an even greater explosive clap. The undamaged skeleton immediately started running at them with a sword in one hand and a buckler in the other. It moved with the same uncanny speed of the skeletons outside. It just seemed wrong that something dead could move so quickly. Despite that, Sion's dexterity gave him excellent combat speed. He was able to strike the skeleton 2 more times before it could cross the 60 yards to the cave entrance. The first shot hit its buckler and was deflected up above its bony head, but it served a purpose by knocking the buckler out of the way. Sion's second shot exploded into the skeleton's pelvis, separating its top and bottom half. Richter had imbued another arrow with magical force and attacked his initial opponent again, but missed as the skeleton dodged to the side. The failed shot was not a small thing. He had already lost more than half of his mana. He quickly drew his short sword and braced to meet the bony bastard. Its cutlass swung in a vicious arc, intending to decapitate him. He blocked the blow with his short sword, but it then swung a bony fist at his face. The blow connected. He reeled back from the hit, pain exploding in his jaw and his health decreasing by 8%. Stars occupied his vision, and not knowing where the next strike would come from, Richter let his legs fold, and he rolled onto his back, then pushed up with his arms to land on all fours. The skeleton was closing again, but was struck by Sion's blue arrow, knocking it back. The sprite immediately struck the skeleton with another imbued arrow. The speed of his attacks were impressive, But despite high dexterity, Sion still needed time to put any real power into his imbue arrow skill. Richter threw himself back into the battle, a backhand swing striking the neck of the skeleton which had struck him. The combination of blows was enough to make it collapse into its component parts. Suddenly, he heard, "Duck!" Richter dropped to the floor. The middle skeleton had rejoined the fight and swung horizontally with its iron greatsword. The attack missed, but it used the momentum of its swing to bring the blade above its head, intending to strike down and cleave him in two. Again, his agility saved him as he desperately rolled to the side. The force of the missed strike made vibrations in the cave floor that he could feel, and the cavern rung from the sword's impact. The skeleton was overbalanced by its failed attack, so Richter capitalized on the opportunity and swung his sword at the back of its left knee. On his back, he couldn't put too much strength into the blow, but it was enough to make his enemy fall forward. Sion's arrow, a brilliant blue of imbued magic, hit its clavicle, tearing away both shoulder and head. As with previous skeletons, removal of the skull broke whatever magic was animating it. The bones fell apart. A commotion attracted Richter's attention. The first of the skeletons from the second chamber came running into the battle. Sounds from the tunnel clearly indicated others were close behind.
"Run!" Richter shouted. He jumped back onto his feet and followed his own advice.
The half-skeleton Sion had hit early in the fight raised itself up on one arm, its sword cocked to swipe at him. Sion shot it in the back before turning to run. It collapsed like its three friends, and Richter ran past. Once out of the cave, Richter pulled Sion with him to the right, moving 20 feet into the mist before turning and drawing his bow. Neither began to imbue their arrows. While Richter was sure they both remembered that the light from their arrows could draw the skeleton's attention, he was equally sure that Sion must have already used the greater part of his mana.
"Move back,"
Richter breathed silently. He began to take his first step as the skeletons spilled out of the cave. Two had bows, one a bastard sword, and the fourth a heavy dagger and round shield. The fifth was slightly larger and held an axe. Knowing Sion needed more time to recover his mana, they continued moving back slowly and quietly. They discovered a large fallen tree behind them. Huddling behind it, Richter looked over and focused upon the largest skeleton, invoking Analyze. Skeleton Warrior, level 9, health 310 of 310, mana 0 of 0, stamina 220 of 220. This is the reanimated skeleton of a fallen warrior. More time was devoted to reanimating these remains compared to a simple skeleton. Its bones are of greater density, and its ferocity will be increased.
"FML," he muttered under his breath. "What does that mean?"
Sion quietly asked as they moved back and took shelter behind a fallen tree.
"I'll tell you later. Futin, where are you?"
The gray sphere appeared in front of them, with its inner light muted.
"Can those things hurt you? Can you be hurt?"
"I can be destroyed by strong magic, but I am nearly immune to physical attacks, my lord."
"Good. This is the plan. Those three skeletons almost kicked our ass. We need the concealment of the mist to destroy the rest of these things. So, we are going to wait a moment for our mana to regenerate, then I want you to turn invisible and make a loud noise to draw their attention. We will power our arrows and attack. While that skeleton warrior is almost definitely the biggest damage dealer, those archers are the biggest threat to us out here in the open."
He turned to Sion.
"So we fire and fire at them again until they are down. Then we fade back and split up. Once enough time passes, they won't be able to find us in the mist unless we power up. So we hit and move, hit and move. Meanwhile, Futin, you move around and make noise and flare lights to confuse them. Can you speak in a different voice than the one you always use?" "Than the one you always use?"
Richter's own voice spoke back to him from the remnant. Pausing for a moment, he said,
"Okay, new rule. Never do that again unless I ask. It's super creepy."
"Yes, my lord,"
Futin replied in his normal monotone. At his current mana regeneration rate, he got 1 point back every 10 seconds. He was at about 50% of his mana, so that would take a little over 10 minutes. After the requisite time had passed, he looked at Sion.
Are you ready?
His friend nodded, so he said,
Let's move.
They left the shelter of the tree, still seeing the five skeletons outside of the cave entrance in a rough half-circle. They stood nearly motionless, heads turning slowly, searching for some indication of the duo's location. Futin phased out of view, and Richter and Sion knocked arrows and waited. A white flash and voice from the other side of the skeleton's position was their cue. All of the skeletons turned towards the improvised flashbang. A blue and golden glow immediately flared into existence behind them. Both Richter and Sion waited 3 seconds, the glow growing brighter and more intense, and then they released. The skeletal warrior seemed cognizant of the danger behind it before the other monsters were. It squatted, bringing its double-headed axe in front of its skull like a shield. Its action was useless, though, because it wasn't their intended target. 2 blurs, one golden and the other blue, converged on the chest of one archer, shattering it instantly. The concussive force of 2 close proximity imbued strikes staggered the other skeletons. Sion launched a 2nd strike, and then a 3rd at the remaining archer, taking only the minimal time to power the arrows. His goal was to keep it off balance. Though neither shot landed with crushing force, the skeleton was staggered. It allowed Sion to once again imbue an arrow with extra force and land a blow to its left chest. It was not destroyed outright, but one arm was knocked free. While it wasn't dead, it would certainly no longer be a threat as an archer. The 3 melee skeletons had already started running towards them. As discussed, Sion took off to the right, while Richter moved to the left. Each ran following the slight curve of their respective hills until the skeletons lost sight of them. It took about 1 minute, but by making short changes in direction periodically, it became clear when the skeletons lost the trail. They were once again safe in the protection of the mist. Without speaking, the skeletons all seemed to arrive at the conclusion that they should return to guard the cave mouth. They stopped searching and returned to stand in front of the entrance. All was silent. Sion and Richter looked at the unaware monsters, breathing as quietly as possible. They had regrouped and positioned themselves at the top of a hill, looking down on the bony creatures. Another white flare was their cue to resume attack. It occurred right in the midst of the skeletons, causing a small amount of pandemonium. A blue arrow struck the skeleton with the shield in the back, the location of the hit and its surprise nature dealing extra damage. A golden arrow struck the warrior in the shoulder, but it seemed to simply shrug the blow off. Both lesser skeletons moved after Sion, who fired with his usual alacrity, 1 arrow per 2nd. The barrage staggered each skeleton in turn, but they pushed forward, closing the distance to the sprite. He kept moving back as he shot, though, and each skeleton was struck 2 times, struggling up the hill before Sion ran off a short distance, and then started the onslaught again. The skeletal warrior rushed Richter, axe pulled back, ready to swing. He moved to the left, drew his bow, and began to imbue his arrow. As soon as the glow began, the skeleton warrior moved towards him with intimidating speed. Judging by the information he had seen with Analyze, Richter knew he was no match for his opponent in a stand-up fight. 3 more times he moved off and attempted to attack the warrior, but each time he could not do more than summon his aura before the warrior was almost upon him. He feared moving further away, lest he lose the warrior's interest. It might pursue Sion, whose own battle was not concluded based upon the blue flares that could be seen over the hill. Looking around, an idea occurred to Richter, though.
Futin, draw it up the hill! Make a gold flare and use my voice!
A moment later, Richter's own voice could be heard up the hill, and the skeletal warrior followed, its axe swinging. Meanwhile, Richter moved down the hill and began to imbue his arrow. After 1 second, his arrow glowed golden. After 2 seconds, the warrior noticed him and turned to run down the hill. After 3 seconds, black streaks once again shot over the golden aura surrounding the arrow. The warrior ran closer, now only 20 yards away. It was building tremendous speed as it sprinted downhill. After 4 seconds, the black streaks flowed up and down the arrow, and a high-pitched whine grew in Richter's ears. The warrior began its swing, obviously aiming for decapitation, only to trip over a fallen tree that it didn't see until too late. It tumbled forward in a clattering racket and lay prone, only 12 feet away from Richter. 5 seconds had passed, and black streaks moved over the arrow too fast to see. Richter released and struck the warrior at point-blank range directly in the head. The imbued arrow didn't just impact the warrior, it rendered the skull into pieces. The blow collapsed the head of the warrior, and the force continued on, destroying its neck, chest, and upper vertebrae. The shockwave emanating from the strike drove Richter off of his feet. His head struck a branch, and he was knocked unconscious. The next sensation he was aware of was a very small hand slapping him across the face. This did not bother him very much, but the follow-up backhand across the other cheek just seemed rude and excessive. Blinking back to consciousness, he said clearly and succinctly,
"Stop fucking hitting me, you fucking manny me!
Quit lying around. Time to get back to work."
Taking several slow, deep breaths, Richter finally controlled his own personal spinning universe and sat up. Sion stood beside him. In front of him was the ruined frame of the skeleton warrior. Still dazed, Richter looked around, hoping that the danger had passed, but still lacking the ability to really care. Sion looked at him with a confused expression.
"What is FML?"
Chapter 15, Day 18, Shaban 6, 15,368 ABG. When Richter was finally able to stand, he searched the warrior. The monster had been clad in rags. The only thing of value was its axe. "You have found steel battle axe. Damage 7 to 10, max damage 12 to 19, durability 17 of 40, item class common, quality average, weight 4.7 kilograms, requirement strength 14. Richter really missed mobs dropping random loot. Having to search the dead was a pain in the butt compared to simply opening an inventory window. To be fair, though, it wasn't really realistic to find a bottle of fire resistance inside of a bear, or to gain a healing herb from killing an air elemental. They walked back to the cave entrance, both gnawing on healing herbs. The herbs did not have the instant healing of Richter's minor ring of healing. They also didn't heal as much or as fast as the potions they had found, but they were still better than nothing. Since his acquisition of the herb lore skill, he had started making a habit of examining any interesting plants that he might find. "You have found forest sage. Eating this will restore 10 points of health over 300 seconds. As they walked, Richter focused on a flashing icon in the corner of his vision. A faint smile crossed his face as he saw there had been a benefit of all that hide-and-seek in the mist. "Congratulations! You have reached skill level 4 in stealth, 2% increase to concealment." They gathered the other weapons and shields from the destroyed skeletons and left them in a pile at the entrance. Like the warrior, these skeletons had nothing of value besides their weapons. A quick scan by Futon found no other enemies in the immediate vicinity. Moving into the cave, they swept up the remaining weapons and placed them with the others. They entered the tunnel connecting the two chambers with Richter in the lead, sword in hand. If Futon had missed some creature, he would only have a split second to defend himself, not nearly enough time to aim and shoot his bow. Sion followed 2 paces behind, arrow nocked and ready. Richter moved carefully into the second cavern, but as soon as he placed his foot down inside the chamber, the floor at his feet began to glow blue-white.
"Move!"
Sion shouted. The sprite grabbed the back of Richter's belt and pulled. Unfortunately, Sion lacked the strength to actually move him back. The sprite's efforts weren't wholly wasted, though. Sion stopped him from moving any farther forward, which saved him from the worst part of the trap. The light intensified, and with a loud zzzzt, bolts of electricity shot into the air, bouncing off the sides of the hallway. Both he and Sion fell to the ground. "You are stunned for the next 3 seconds. Richter's body was locked in spasm, pain coursing through him. He saw that whatever had just happened had also removed 35 health. The next 3 seconds felt like an hour. Even after the paralysis wore off, they lay on the ground for a bit.
That sucked,
Richter moaned as quietly as he could.
I think I will move in front from here on out, Richter.
Sion's voice was tight with pain and annoyance.
Fine! Futin, what was that?
He whispered harshly.
You seem to have stepped upon a lightning ward, my lord.
Why didn't you warn us?
I was only scanning for enemies, though in retrospect it would have been prudent to also look for traps.
You think?
Richter's throat was tight from holding back his near shout.
Yes, my lord.
The remnant paused for a second.
I do.
Pink would be too good for you, you damn nightlight. I'm gonna find a way to make you burnt ochre. Now scan for traps!
Yes, my lord.
The orb flowed around the room, occasionally hovering in one place. A circle would slowly appear on the floor to the side of his position. Richter noticed that even the remnant did not pass directly over the wards. He walked over and examined one of the traps. The ward was 2 feet in diameter and had small sigils lining the inner edge of its circumference. Now that it was glowing, it was easy to avoid, but Richter marveled at how such a thing could be deadly. If he had stepped onto a ward while the skeletons were still around, the bony bastards would have killed him in the 3 seconds it took to regain his feet. Richter shook his head and went back to stand by Sion. While they waited for Futin to finish scanning the room, both he and Sion ate more healing herbs. Herb lore certainly did come in handy as a skill. If not for finding these herbs, the only options for accelerated healing would have been his ring or the 2 healing potions they had found. Thankfully, the herbs were sprinkled throughout the forest, and they had been able to pick some each night. Richter had the bright idea of eating 2 at once, hoping for an increase in the healing time ratio. He had found that the herbs would simply restore 20 points over 600 seconds. Well, beggars can't be choosers, he thought. Eating the herbs also had the added benefit of slowly improving his herb lore skill. Sion assured him he would get better results from each healing herb as his herb lore improved, and he would also have an easier time finding more potent herbs. In the time that it took for the herbs to do their work, Futin had completed his search of the room and was again hovering in front of them. Richter certainly felt better, even if he was a bit hungry. Sion assured him that was a common side effect of the green medicinals. 3 circles, each 2 feet in diameter, were scattered throughout the room, glowing softly. These were easily avoided, but a 4th was 3 feet in diameter and had a 2nd line of runes inside of the 1st. It also completely covered the entrance to a set of stairs leading down.
Okay, so how do we get past it? Richter asked. Should we jump over? Could you make that jump?
The last was directed at Sion. Sion looked back at him.
It's a magical seal of power. It's meant as a barrier and a trap.
Yeah, I've picked up on that, Richter replied.
Yes, well,
Sion said slowly, as if explaining something to an idiot.
It wouldn't be very good as either a barrier or a trap if it could be defeated by...
The sprite paused slightly.
Skipping.
Feeling like a moron, Richter just gave a short nod. He really didn't know what he had done to deserve a companion who was basically a dickish Keebler elf.
Futin, what can you do about those wards?
These are lightning wards, my lord. Lightning is the province of air magic. I should be able to unravel the ward and allow the energy to dissipate. Also, you might be able to set off the ward from a distance with a sufficiently strong magical strike.
Are you saying that I can learn lightning magic?
Yes, my lord. As you know, you can learn and master life, dark, air, and water magic, thanks to your connection with the Place of Power. Each power has certain requirements that must be met, but it is possible.
Richter had noticed a magic tab on his village interface, but as all the options beneath had been grayed out, he had not paid it much attention. Looking again, He could now see that there were a list of lightning spells below the air spells. The weakest lightning spell required skill level 10 in air magic.
"Why didn't the skeletons set off the ward when they crossed it?" Sion asked.
"The wards are cast to attack only the enemies of those determined by the caster," Futin replied.
"Can you change the way we are determined by the ward? Can you make us be seen as friendlies, and everything else be seen as an enemy?"
"No, my lord."
"Well, that's a shame," Richter said. "Judging by how strong these enemies were on the first floor, I can only imagine what the next level is going to be like."
"Okay, Futin, disarm it." Both he and Sion took a step back, being a bit wary of the remnant's judgment after their, well, electrocution. The ward began to glow. The outer circle of runes began to turn, followed by the inner circle. Both changed directions multiple times, reminding Richter of the tumblers on a safe. A few more turns, and both circles stopped rotating. There was a final flare of light, and the ward floated up into the air until it dissipated like smoke on the wind. Richter began to move down the stairs until Sion cleared his throat. The sprite cocked his head and raised his eyebrows as if to say, "Really?" What the sprite actually said was,
"We have been over this. Futin, scout ahead."
The remnant phased out of visible sight, and Sion and Richter were left waiting. The orb reappeared before long and said,
"There is one large chamber. At the end are a set of black doors. In front of it are two of the larger skeletons."
"What type of weapons do they have?" Richter asked.
"One is carrying a large axe, and the other a larger sword. They seem alert, my lord."
"Well, that's not surprising. A deaf post could have heard all the racket we were making," Richter commented.
"If there are only two, though, we can take them. How far from the steps are they?"
"About 80 yards, my lord."
"Is there light?"
"Very little."
"Then the plan is the same as before. Go in front of us and draw their attention with sound and light. Sion, we both hit the one on the left with powered strikes, and once it is down, or they cross more than half the distance to the steps, we retreat back up the stairs. If they follow, we will stagger our shots. You strike and knock it back. Retreat, and I will do the same. If they get too close, we retreat to the mist."
Sion took the lead, moving noiselessly down the steps. They waited a few steps up from the bottom so as not to be seen. When they saw the flash, Richter and Sion both moved. Richter used focus to draw his target close into view. He powered his arrow for 3 seconds and then released. Sion's arrow struck a moment before his. Despite both shots connecting with a near-deafening boom, the damn thing was still standing. At least the strikes had kept it from making any forward progress, Richter thought to himself. He spared a moment to use Analyze. Skeleton Warrior, level 11, health 230 of 350, mana 0, stamina 240 of 240.
Well, that would be why, he thought.
Sion, for his part, had kept launching powered strike after powered strike into the already injured skeleton. The other skeleton warrior was halfway down the cavern. Richter switched his aim to that one and powered his arrow for 1 second before releasing. The arrow struck the skeleton in the arm, flinging it off balance with its great sword scraping the ground. One thing became clear in the opening moments of the fight. Richter had underestimated the speed and strength of the warriors. The tactic of withering fire would not work. The skeletons would run them down and strike from behind before they could reach the safety of the mists. Richter fired one more imbued arrow at the closest skeleton, further knocking it off balance, and then drew his short sword. Stepping forward, he swung down as hard as he could and struck his enemy's greatsword, knocking the weapon out of the skeleton's bony grasp. In retaliation, the warrior raked its outstretched hand across Richter's chest, creating an ear-splitting screech as it scoured his breastplate. Spinning low, Richter swung his sword in an arc, striking the warrior on its knee. A chip fell off, but the leg remained attached. The warrior fell upon him, and its not inconsiderable weight drove him onto his back. The bones clearly had greater density than they should. He grabbed one bony wrist, but its other dug into Richter's shoulder. The tips of its fingers pierced his flesh. It dug deeper into the meat of his muscle as it curled its fingers into a partial fist on the inside of his body. A scream tore from Richter's throat as he struggled against the skeleton. His left hand scrambled for purchase against it, but that arm was weakened to the point of uselessness with the skeleton's fingers inside his deltoid. His other hand tried to keep the skeleton's free hand from ripping his throat out and taking his life. Richter looked up into the insane grin of the skeleton, its mouth partially open. His stamina was running out fast, and he felt himself weakening. Panic was taking over, which might have been the only thing keeping the pain from rendering him unconscious. He struggled with the creature for long moments, panting, caught in a stalemate that he knew could not last much longer. Just when he felt he might succumb, he saw Sion's sword dig point first into the side of the warrior's neck vertebrae. The sprite had jumped onto the skeleton's back. With his sword wedged into its spine, Sion wrenched up with all of his strength, using his blade like a lever. With a heave and an audible snap, the bones of the neck separated. The head went flying, and the rest of the body collapsed into its separate parts on top of him. The hand remained intact and inside him, though. Sion placed his knee on Richter's chest, pulling swiftly, and wrenched the skeletal fingers out of his friend's shoulder. A large amount of blood and a few pieces of flesh came out as well. Richter could barely see straight as he reached into his pouch and drank one of the red potions he had taken from the goblin chief in the fight that already seemed so long ago. He triggered the healing ring as well. The pain began to lessen, but his health did not seem to recover as quickly as it should. He saw a symbol in the shape of a red teardrop at the corner of his vision. Focusing on it revealed its meaning. You are bleeding. You will lose 3 health per second for the next 14 seconds. Well, that explains that. Sion handed him a few healing herbs, and he stuffed all 3 into his mouth, chewing, trying to ignore the bitter flavor. He swallowed them all as quickly as possible. It seemed the potion and herbs would work in conjunction, allowing for increased health regeneration over a period of time. For the next few minutes, Richter sat in pain, waiting for his wounds to heal. Sion stood nearby, staring at the tall, black doors at the end of the hall, but no further enemies appeared.
Futin?
Yes, my lord.
Are we going to run out of time? Will the skeletons that we have killed come back if we don't move fast enough?
No, my lord. Some dungeons are indeed bound with a power that brings back any vanquished enemies quickly, but this dungeon is fixed. Unless you leave the dungeon for a prolonged period, slain enemies will not reappear. I cannot give any assurance that new enemies will not wander in, however.
Do you mean more skeletons could be coming from outside? Richter asked with alarm in his voice.
Yes, my lord. I have been scanning for enemies as instructed, however, and have detected no hostile creatures other than the skeletons you have encountered.
Not fully reassured, he tried for a bit of levity.
You seem to make a habit of jumping onto enemies' backs, buddy, Richter said to Sion.
Only because you seem to be making a habit of lying on your back with big things on top of you. You should stop that.
It's no way to find love, Sion replied, a cocky grin spreading across his face.
Shut up! I'm still healing,
Richter groaned. Despite having to suffer not only his physical wounds, but also Sion's twisted humor, there was a bright side to the fight. Upon the death of the warriors, Richter had been awarded with a prompt.
You have reached level 7. Through hard work, you have moved forward along your path. As a Chaos Seed, you gain 6 points to distribute to characteristics instead of the usual 4. You also get 25% advancement to the skill of your choice. Crush your enemies, honor your allies, live! Congratulations! You have reached skill level 3 in Imbue Arrow. Plus 5% damage, plus 5% speed of mana flow.
Richter wasted no time and allocated the necessary points needed to use the weak charm spell. 2 points went into intelligence, 2 into charisma, and the last 2 he placed into dexterity. The increased attack speed of the sprite could not be underestimated. His 25% proficiency increase he held off on, as none of his skills was far enough along to level. Richter pulled out the spellbook. The blurry lines that were on the page the last time he had looked at it resolved into clear text. He began to read and quickly finished the first page. The next page turned of its own volition. After he read that one, the process repeated. This happened faster and faster, until the turning pages were a breeze on his face. With the last page done, the book slammed shut and crumpled to dust.
Congratulations! You have learned the spell Weak Charm. You can convince a target that they hold you in the highest regard. If cast on an enemy during battle, they will fight for you. Casting this upon a creature lowers their regard for you after the spell wears off. This is a spell of life. Cost 60 mana. Duration 1 hour. Range 20 feet. Cast time 1 second. Cooldown 10 minutes. Congratulations! You have learned the skill Life Magic.
His wound closed while he learned the spell. Richter stood and looked at the black doors. It was time to finish this.
Can you scout what's inside, Futin?
No, my lord. Not until the door is opened.
Well then, no point waiting around. Let's do what we came here for.
Futin, as soon as we open the door, illuminate the room and find any traps as quickly as possible.
Sion, kill stuff, Richter said, getting a vicious smile in return from his companion.
Striding to the end of the chamber, Richter flung open the doors and moved inside.
Futin lit the room, hovering above their heads.
A black altar was in the middle of the room. A skeleton stood behind it wearing black robes and holding a long staff. The staff appeared to be one large bone.
It was at least 5 feet long, blue in color, and the top of it had spiderweb cracks that were the black of dead flesh. Small spheres of black light shone in the center of the skeleton's eye sockets, leaving no doubt that it was staring directly at them. It was flanked by two skeletal warriors, both holding great swords. Next to the priest, though, was the showstopper. A grayish humanoid creature sat on its haunches, wearing tattered rags as a loincloth. It had weeping skin and festering sores. The stench coming off of it was horrible and overwhelming. It looked up at them with animal-like intelligence, arching its back as it prepared to leap.
A ghoul! Sion shouted.
The robed skeleton waved its hand, and the doors slammed shut, with an ominous boom locking them in. Then Richter heard something even more disturbing from his companion.
Fuck my life!
Chapter 16, Day 18, Siobhan 6, 15,368 ABG.
Don't let the ghoul touch you! Sion shouted. It can paralyze!
The sprite drew, knocked, and imbued an arrow. He released, and it streaked towards the closest skeleton warrior. He then switched to the other warrior. His shots made a constant staccato, buying time before they could close the distance and bring their horrible strength to bear. Richter fired his golden arrow at the skeleton mage, but a blue disc of hazy energy appeared from the tip of the staff. It acted as a shield. His arrow stopped well short of the skeletal mage, creating a loud bang but having little other effect. The ghoul had jumped over the altar and was quickly closing the distance to Richter. Putting all of his faith in his new spell, Richter cast out his hand and invoked Weak Charm. The 1 second cast time allowed the ghoul to leap. It was in the air by the time Richter had finished the incantation. Its jump easily crossed the remaining distance between them. The stinking weight of its body crushed Richter into the wall. He held his arms out, ready to wrestle the creature to the ground, but it easily gave ground. It simply stood there, staring at him. The spell had worked. With a grim smile on his face, he pointed at the skeleton mage.
Sick 'em, boy!
The ghoul rushed at the mage who had been chanting a spell that would almost definitely have ruined Richter's whole day. The mage was forced to break off its spell to fire a bolt of frost at the ghoul, knocking it to the side. Unfortunately, the caster did not seem fazed by spell feedback from the interrupted spell. Richter pulled his attention from the two fighting monsters. He drew and fired upon the skeletons that were perilously close to Sion. His attack pulled the attention of the axe-wielding warrior. The energy seemed to flow around his arrow easier than before, his increase in imbue arrow skill level making a small but perceptible difference. He was able to land two strikes on the warrior before it took a swing at him. Ducking under the blow, he planted his feet and rammed it with his shoulder, knocking it back a step. He quickly knocked another arrow and fired at point-blank range directly into its face. He had not had time to imbue the arrow, but the shot still connected solidly with its skull. It fell upon its back with a loud clatter. Standing over it, he charged his arrow and shot at the connection of its neck and body. The skull flew free, and the bones lost cohesion. Looking to Sion, the sprite was dodging his opponent's swings with no chance of counterattack. Drawing a bead on the warrior, Richter imbued his arrow, then shouted, "Drop down!" Sion rolled to the right to avoid the skeleton's sword, providing Richter with a clear shot. He took it. It connected. The second skeleton dropped into a pile of bones. Turning his attention back to the altar, he heard a piteous shriek. The skeleton mage had plunged its staff into the chest of the ghoul. The creature still struggled to reach the mage and rend the caster with its claws, but ice began to spread from where the staff had pierced its body. After only 3 seconds, the ice had completely frozen its torso. With a sharp twist, the skeleton freed its staff. The sudden jerk sent the two halves of the ghoul's body in different directions. Blue and black icy shards fell in a tinkling sound around the base of the altar. Hoping to catch the mage off balance, Richter drew an arrow, imbued it, and released. He didn't have Sion's speed, though. The second that it took to do so was enough to allow the mage to erect his shield again. The shot was stopped feet away, splashing harmlessly against the blue circle. Sion regained his feet and fired an arrow, but with a pulse of power from the staff, the circle widened in diameter, blocking his shot as well.
"Flank it!"
Richter shouted, not letting up on his rate of fire as he moved to the right. Seeing Sion's confusion, he exhaled in frustration and shouted again,
"Move to the other side and keep shooting!"
They both kept hammering at the skeleton shields, moving to either side to get past its defenses. With another flare from its staff, the shield grew into a sphere covering it from all directions. It now had a distinctly softer shade of blue, however. They continued firing imbued shots. It was clear that it was a race to see who would run out of mana first, the companions or the skeleton mage. Taking a moment, Richter swallowed his mana potion. While Sion continued the assault, Richter powered his arrow for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and now 6 seconds. The black streaks flowed thick over the golden arrow, and Richter felt the magic begin to flare out of control. Not able to wait any longer, he released. The arrow hit the sphere, but unlike the previous shots, the magic surrounding it did not immediately wink out. The arrow seemed to push at the protective sphere, bowing it in. The sphere buckled, and then in a torrent of light and sound, it exploded. The eruption knocked both Sion and Richter backwards to the ground. Blinking clear the spots in his vision, Richter quickly made his way back to the altar. The skeleton was lying on its back, frozen. This time, apparently, the spell backlash had stunned the mage. It was helpless for a few moments. Unsheathing his sword, Richter delivered the coup de grace, severing its head. Looking down, he saw the dark light fade from its eye sockets.
Congratulations! You have cleared your first dungeon. Bonus 500 XP. Congratulations! You have finished the quest, Unlock Your Power 1. You have found and cleansed a site of ancient magic. As master of the local place of power, you may choose one of the powers that comprise your domain. Your options are life, dark, air, or water. Make your choice to close the quest. Reward, 3,000 XP. Choosing a power will give you 50% effectiveness increase to spells of that branch. You will also have 50% resistance to spells of that power. Unique to being a master of a place of power, however, is your access to each power's specialized ability. Life ability. Bounty of life. Plus 30% growth for the physical manifestation of your place of power. Dark ability. Hidden treasures. plus 30% yield from treasure. Air ability, fast learner, plus 30% rate to skill advancement. Water ability, tranquil soul, minus 30% cost for spells.
Richter's exhaustion was overwhelmed by his excitement. He closed his eyes, and a smile crossed his face.
While imbue arrow was by far his most useful skill, what had drawn him to RPGs, then MMORPGs, and finally VRMMORPGs was a desire to wield magic. The only reason he had played the character Silk was that his best friends had pigeonholed him early on to choose a rogue character. They had said it would round out the group. Even though he never told them, he had a couple other accounts that let him throw lightning bolts and cast curses with the best of them. What he was learning now was that being a master was amazingly powerful. It basically turned him into a magical tank. While the bonus 50% resistance and spell power was awesome, it wasn't really a huge surprise. The abilities, on the other hand, might be real game changers. It made choosing one of the four so much more complicated. He focused upon his four choices in the prompt, but no further information offered itself. Oh, for want of a wiki! Based on the games he had played in the past, dark magic was often the province of curses, summons for certain creatures, concealment spells, and direct damage. Air magic usually dealt with haste, weather, and electricity. Water magic typically slowed enemies, used ice-based attacks, and some emotion-based magic. Life magic, of course, dealt with healing, but also blessings, death wards, and protection spells. What should I do? Richter asked himself with some anxiety. It occurred to him after a second that this was not exactly Sophie's choice. Unlocking all four of his powers was now a serious priority. If he truly was an immortal, he would definitely gain mastery in all four given enough time. The real question was, which of the powers would help him the most at this present moment? His weak charm spell had saved the day, there was no doubt about it. If the ghoul had resisted the spell, both he and Sion would most likely be dead right now. A 50% bump in its power would seriously juice up the spell. Even high-level enemies would probably succumb. Also, increased growth for his village would be clutch. On the other hand, he wasn't really ready to take advantage of that bonus yet. Dark magic would certainly be powerful. Also, the hidden treasure's ability was insanely tempting. 30% better loot for, like, ever. He knew people that would sell their grandma for that. You also couldn't discount Tranquil Soul. 30% less requirements needed for any spell. It was a magician's wet dream. But then there was air magic. The power of haste and lightning spells. Maybe even flying or instant transport. Ultimately, it was the air ability that made the decision for him. The fast learner ability seemed like the natural complement to his already existing limitless ability. He could already learn any skill. How could he resist knowing that he would learn everything 30% faster? He made his choice. You have chosen Mastery of Air. Congratulations, you have obtained the ability Fast Learner. All skill levels are obtained 30% faster. Congratulations, you are a master of air magic. All air spells cast by you are 50% stronger. You now have 50% resistance to air magic. You can teach the skill air magic to anyone with over a 50% affinity for the skill. You can teach specific air spells to anyone with the appropriate skill level to learn them. Congratulations, you have learned the skill air magic. Increasing your skill will allow you to cast more advanced spells. Congratulations, you have learned the spell Weak Haste. This spell will increase the speed of the target by 10%. This is a spell of air, level 1. Cost 25 mana, duration 10 minutes, range 5 feet, cast time 1 second, cooldown not applicable. Congratulations, you have learned the spell Weak Errant Wind. Increase the dodge of your party to projectiles. This spell will only work when you are outside. This is a spell of air, level 1. Cost 50 mana, Duration, 20 minutes. Range, 50. Cast time, 4 seconds. Cooldown, 45 minutes. You have been awarded 5,000 XP for your new mastery. You have reached level 8. Through hard work, you have moved forward along your path. As a Chaos Seed, you gain 6 points to distribute to characteristics instead of the usual 4. You also get 25% advancement to the skill of your choice. Crush your enemies, honor your allies, live! You have either characteristic points or skill percentage points to allocate from the previous level. Now that you have progressed again, you must allocate your points within the next week or they will randomly be assigned for you. Congratulations! You have unlocked the quest, Unlock Your Power 2. Requirement, Personal Level 10. The prompts almost brought a tear to his eye. Instead, he settled for a "Hell yeah!" Sion looked at him like he was crazy. He laughed and said, "Don't worry, it'll grow on you." He calmed his excitement and reviewed his new spells. As with the weak charm spell, he suddenly just had the knowledge. He knew he could cast the spells as if he had studied them for a great period of time. That brought him to
"Futin!"
Richter said loudly. "How do I teach the spells that I know?"
"Simply place your hands on the desired recipient and will the knowledge to them. For higher level spells, there may be additional requirements, but the level 1 spells you have learned will only require your will, and that the recipient have at least 50% affinity for that branch of magic."
It sounded too easy. "Can anyone teach magic?" Richter asked.
"No, my lord. As you progress in skill levels, your rank progresses as well. Levels 1 through 9, you are a novice. Then levels 10 through 24, you are an initiate. Levels 25 through 44, an apprentice. And levels 45 through 69, you are awarded the rank of journeyman. After journeyman, you reach the rank of adept and remain there until level 100. Level 100 on, you are a master. In days past, there were stories of grandmasters, rank 150 and above. But I have never met any that I can recall. Only adepts and masters can teach spells without the use of spell books. Spell books are time-consuming and costly to produce and may require rare ingredients. Even still, only journeyman-level magi and above can create them. It is obviously preferable to learn a spell directly from an adept or master. As master of a place of power, you gain the abilities of a master mage, despite your skill level being less than 100.
What about the 50% bonus to spell strength and resistance?
Each rank confers certain bonuses. It varies depending on the skill being examined, but magical ranks typically follow the same pattern. Novice rank conveys nothing. The following ranks convey a certain amount of protection and power. Initiate, 5%. Apprentice rank, 10%. Journeyman, 20%. Adept, 35%. And master rank, the 50% that you have received, my lord.
With things now much clearer, Richter turned to Sion. "Please come here, my friend." Sion walked closer with a confused expression. "You have stood by me through death and danger. We definitely had a rocky start. You let me be eaten. I pretty much bitch-slapped you in front of everyone you have ever known." Sion gave him a stone face at first, but then chuckled a bit. Richter continued, "The point is, you are my best friend in this whole world, and I help my friends. I have learned air magic. I would like to try and teach it to you."
"Air magic has never been the province of my people," Sion replied with a guarded expression. "The Hearth Mother has never been able to kindle life, earth, or light magic in me."
"You never know until you try, and I've never believed that someone else could tell me what I could or could not do. I won't let my only friend in the world be told what he can't do either, even if he's the one doing the telling." Sion stared at him for a moment.
"You know that barely made any sense, right?"
Richter nodded solemnly and said, "I do realize that, yes." They both chuckled a bit, but then Sion's face stilled. The sprite stepped forward, closing the distance between them. He looked intently into Richter's face as if searching for something.
Richter wasn't sure what Sion was looking for, but what he saw in his friend's face was desperate hope. That expression led to a moment of grand realization. Sion wanted magic. Hisako had apparently tried to teach him each of the powers associated with the hearth tree, but he must have lacked affinity with